It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Pete Davidson has spoken out for the first time on his split with fiance Ariana Grande. He was at a benefit Saturday night and addressed his breakup, saying, "Well, as you can tell, I don't want to be here. There's a lot going on. Anybody have any open rooms? Anybody looking for a roommate? I've been covering a bunch of tattoos. That's fun. I'm 0 for 2 in the tattoo department. Yeah, I'm afraid to get my mom tattooed on me because she'd leave."
That's how he... I'm laughing because that's how he handles crap.
Yeah, he just always gets the short end of the stick. But I said this from the beginning. He's got way too many emotional issues and emotional baggage. I think every relationship he ends in implodes because I think he's got a lot of stuff that he deals with that has to be difficult.
Maybe he's an emotional... He had a lot. Obviously, he lost his dad in 9/11, but if you didn't know that. But I don't think this is the cause of this. I feel it's because of Ariana Grande going through that loss.
Well, that didn't
help.
It's
tough to be in a relationship when you just lost a guy that you still had feelings for.
Yeah, I read somewhere that says sources closer to Ariana just said that this was just a step for her moving back and slowing things down, not saying that they're never going to get back together, but that she's just been through so much in the last year that she just has so much emotional trauma.
Yeah, but he's got, I think both of those things contributed. He also has like borderline personality disorder.
Yeah,
I think that
doesn't mean that you can't end up with someone and you can't
get
that under control.
No, of course not. But
and he is on medicine.
I'm not saying that he can't end up with somebody, but I am saying that would make it really hard to deal with somebody because of all their, you know, emotional issues, I think. Actor Vince Vaughn has pleaded not guilty to DUI charges from an arrest in June. He was pulled over in Manhattan Beach, California at a DUI checkpoint. He was charged last month with 3 misdemeanors, including driving under the influence. He had a 0.08% blood alcohol content or higher and refused to comply with the cops or submit to an inspection. At the checkpoint, he was asked repeatedly to get out of his vehicle, but he refused. He was driving with a male passenger who was also arrested and charged with obstructing officers and public intoxication. And if convicted of the 3 charges, he faces up to a year in county jail.
How do they not have money for an Uber or a Lyft or a personal driver? You're Vince Vaughn, bro.
It's just being, you know, it's being
dumb,
irresponsible, and
stubborn.
Yeah, not wanting to call an Uber. President Trump got distracted during a speech at a Montana rally when a woman yelled, "I love your hair."
"You love my hair? Thank you." She knows what to say. She knows how to make me happy. "I love your hair." Well, the one thing that has been really great about this whole endeavor is they used to say, "He wears a hairpiece. He wears a hair." They don't say that anymore. These people have seen me under every condition known to man. I haven't heard that one in over a year.
I wonder what's going to happen to Trump's hair. Like a lot of presidents, they show. Barack Obama is a great example.
It grays.
The stress of the weight of presidency,
yep,
of being responsible. Like, what if his hair like gets oranger or like gets lighter? Like, I don't know. What if it's like white? What if it goes gray?
It might. It absolutely might.
He's going to get some Just for Trump or something.
I just thought that was such a funny moment. By the way, Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle will be in Greenfield today at 2:30 for an Indiana GOP rally. It's free, but you do need to reserve a spot online, and most people who are going are showing up a few hours earlier to get a spot. A mysterious patron later identified to be a popular YouTube vlogger named Jimmy Donaldson left a $10,000 tip at Sup Dogs. It's like a restaurant in Greenville, North Carolina.
Sup
on Saturday.
Sup Dogs, how you doing?
Exactly. Where are you going? Sup Dog?
What's up, dog?
The customer walked in, ordered just 2 glasses of water, and then abruptly left. The waitress named Elena was shocked to return to the table and find $10,000 in cash as a tip. So I guess this guy's actually known online as Mr. Beast. He's a massive YouTube personality. He's got 9 million subscribers, and he's from Greenville. So he was there visiting.
Uh-huh.
All he does is get water. He leaves $10,000 in the tip for this girl, and she ended up keeping most of the cash and then split some of it up with the rest of the waitresses at the restaurant. But a lot of people are talking about this, just, you know, basically being like, dude, how much money are YouTubers making?
Okay, not to be a hater, because I'm really trying to be an optimist, but being a pessimist where the glass is only half full of 2 glasses of water, do you think he did this just for the attention?
Oh, it's possible.
I mean, you wouldn't talk about it if anything else, but it's like, who leaves any kind of a tip for 2 glasses of water? I'd leave $2 for 2 glasses of water.
I think anytime somebody that is semi-famous does something super, super, super public and obvious like this that's supposed to be a good deed, you always are like, okay, like how much of this is really out of the goodness of their heart and how much of this is because they want, you know, a story like this to be read on a morning show?
I hope it is out of the goodness of his heart, and I hope he's like a millionaire and he can do that.
Of course. Coming up after 8:15, is Hailey Baldwin going to change her last name to Bieber? We'll discuss.